Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
I've got a Duke of York. And with the date fight drinking game, that means you better finish the bottle.
I have a super murder.
Date fight! Hello there. Hello. Welcome to Date Fight. We're a little giddy. We're waiting for this year to end, and I'm sure you are too.
Yes.
In the meantime, we're ploughing on with this little podcast where we take great moments from history and pitch them against each other.
Yes, he's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley. And together we have trimmed the bush of history and are now planting the clippings to see which will grow into brand new facts.
I did not know you could do that.
I don't think you can. Round one! I'm going to go to the 30th of December, 1916. The murder of Grigory Rasputin.
Snap.
Ah.
Yeah, come on.
It's got to be. It's a great one. I mean, I assume everyone knows who Rasputin is, or should we cover
Russia's greatest love machine?
He is Russia's greatest love machine. He's a very sexy man with a big beard who could cure the haemophilia of the heir to the Russian throne. Or so his mother thought. He couldn't really.
No.
He wasn't magic.
No. But he was absolutely crackers, I think that's fair to say.
Oh, he was bonkers.
Yeah.
But the Tsarina would only listen to him and thought he was super. Really just a superman.
Am I right in thinking that it as you said, it was a super murder in as much as it took quite a lot of having a go?
Yes.
To get him properly dispatched.
It just occurred to me, this is a sort of running theme in leaders. I mean, Nancy Reagan had her astrologer.
Yeah.
Sherry Blair had... Was it Carol Kaplan, her new age fitness instructor stroke spiritual healer? Mm-hmm. Just saying, I mean...
Gonna lay my hands on you. Bring energy.
So Prince Yusupov and many others said, right, Rasputin's awful, we've got to get rid of Rasputin. So they invited him to a house to have cakes after midnight for some reason, which he thought was fun.
Yes, yes.
We'll have midnight cakes. It will be fun.
Come on, we have midnight feast like when we were little.
And the Rasputin came. He came along and they said, no, don't go into the room upstairs. Come into basement for cakes. Oh, basement cakes, my favourite cakes. Clomp, 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 clomp.
Midnight basement cakes.
Midnight basement cakes. Yes, this is a good party.
And what is it? Little cakes, and on first cake is letter D. On next cake is letter E.
So they offered him the tea and cakes, which had been laced with cyanide. At first, Rasputin refused the cakes, wisely, just coming down for a basement party, didn't want anything to do with the cakes. But sooner or later, he started to eat them.
What's the...
I don't know. I mean, I don't understand refusing them and then going...
Oh, right. Oh, it's almonds. Is there almonds in this?
To Yusupov's surprise, Rasputin did not appear to be affected by the poison. Of course he didn't appear to be affected by the poison.
Because he was a witch.
Yes. At which point Rasputin asked for Madeira wine, which also happened to be poisoned, and then drank three glasses of it with no ill effects at all. Amazing. By this point, I think you'd start getting a bit... Did we cyanide the wine?
Where'd you get it? Where'd you get it?
You got the receipt.
Don't get the pound shop stuff. Get the proper...
I imagine him just maintaining eye contact with them, eating cakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And drinking it.
Uh-huh. Nice cakes.
Give me a sausage if you won't give me a sausage. I eat that in front of you too.
You want make jelly? I eat your jelly. I'm ready for this jelly.
At that point, Yusupov excused himself to go upstairs...
To check the label.
Because everyone else was waiting upstairs.
Oh, like, brilliant.
There were other people waiting going, is he done?
Yeah.
Is he done?
Yay.
Well, he's eating the cakes. Yeah! And dropping the wine. Yeah! He's fine.
He what?
At that point, he went back down to the room and he said to Rasputin, oh, look, there's a crucifix in the corner of them. Why don't you go over and inspect that closely and don't look behind you for a while? And when Rasputin got up to over it, he shot him once in the chest. Believing him to be dead, He then tried to roll him up in a carpet. They drove to Rasputin's apartment with someone else wearing Rasputin's coat and hat so they could say, oh, he left hours ago. He definitely wasn't shot and poisoned in my house. So then they went back to roll him up in the carpet and found... Hang on.
Carpet. It's like the Chuckle Brothers murder, isn't it? What did you put in cake?
And he went back and he started rolling up. At which point Rasputin leaped up and started strangling him. Brilliant. Understandably miffed.
I mean, Rasputin basically started off all the horror film tropes.
Yeah.
You know, you think he's dead and then that...
Yeah. And he ran out the front door, unfortunately into the snow, because it's December in Russia, so they could tell exactly. And presumably he was bleeding everywhere as well.
Yeah.
So then they repeatedly shot him outside, then wrapped him in the carpet, then dumped him in the river, all tied up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that would be going far enough.
No.
If you want to make sure he's... Because he's come back three times
swimming
now.
Swimming out of the...
I'd be like, yeah, I'd like feed him to dogs.
Yeah.
And then when they, you know,
there's
it passes
through
them... There's
got to be an element of dismemberment.
Then I'd shoot the dog muck, you know? And then I take the shot dog muck and I burn it, and then I take the ashes and drown
it. He's full of cyanide, so you're probably going to kill the dogs if you do that.
Well, you know, what was it like being a dog in Russia?
Well, it's a very unprogressive attitude for you. I mean, if it's worth killing a dog to get rid of Rasputin's body, let's just all have a burger, shall we?
Maybe I will.
Happy birthday to Tracy Ullman, who was funny here for a while, then went over to America and was funny there for a while, and now we've got her back. So, happy birthday, Tracy Ullman.
Most famous, really, for having had a filler in the middle of her show in the States called The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yes, so she's famous for having an animated segment, nothing to do with her, that was far more successful than her actual show.
Yeah.
But she should still phone our agents. Happy birthday to Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleiss. She was well known in the 1990s for being the Hollywood Madam. I don't even want to think about what that possibly means. Also,
I think it means she was a bit sassy.
Yeah.
You sort of say, do you mind taking your plate through to the kitchen? And she'd be like, no!
I do mind, actually.
You're a proper little Hollywood madam, you are. Excuse me, madam. You pick up your pens? No! That was Heidi Fleiss. Never picked up her pens. Left Lego everywhere.
Happy birthday to breathy, winsome songstress Ellie Goulding. Who, surprisingly, we haven't heard for any of the Christmas adverts this year.
But recently in the news for being the first person to drag someone out of a car crash on the A40 in Britain. And was very unimpressed by everyone else around at the scene who, instead of going and helping, just got their phones out and started filming it.
Well, yeah, because she was already helping. And if you can get footage of Ellie Goulding...
Yeah. That's got to be worth several thousand.
I mean, think it through, Ellie Goulding. Come on. Let's do the death days. Happy death day to Violet Cawdrey. Violet Cawdrey was an early race driver and long distance driver. She was, in 1920, she competed in the South Harting Hill Climb driving a Silver Hawk manufactured by Noel Macklin. She averaged 49.7 miles an hour, which apparently was quite good for 1920.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
That's very fast.
For Violet it was. And for the 1920s.
Yeah, when wheels would just fall off. Quite regularly.
In 1926, she set a long-distance record at the Autodromo Nazionale Monza, Italy, where she co-drove a 19-horsepower Invicta for 10,000 miles at 56 miles an hour. In July 26, she averaged 70.7 miles an hour for 5,000 miles. And then she got married in 1930 and stopped. She lived till 1985, lived till the mid-80s.
Wow.
But, she retired from public life in 1930. Happy death day also to Sarah Knaus, the super centenarian. Do you know what a super centenarian is?
Yeah, I mean, someone who smells really great. No, someone who's over 100?
Yes. She lived to 119. She was, at the time, the oldest person recorded. I think she's been beaten now. But she died in 1999 at 119 years old. Also, happy death day to Saddam Hussein, the Iraqi romantic novelist. He did. He spent the last 2 years of his life writing romantic novels.
Did he really?
Yes. There's a good podcast, which you obviously shouldn't go and listen to now, called... I'm not going to tell you what it's called.
Oh, no, tell people.
It's called Behind the Bastards, and it looks at horrible people in history and what they did. And it's got a lovely hour-long flick through the romantic novels he spent the last few years of his life writing.
Amazing. Are they as good as Alan Titchmarsh's?
I think they're on a par with Titchmarsh.
Oh, wow.
But he was better at genocide than Titchmarsh.
Who was he?
That's the death days.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weller's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weller Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffwellercolumbusautomall.com.
Never going to get away with that. Right.
Yeah.
You. I've got the 30th of December, 1460.
Ooh.
Which, as you know, is very much my forte in the history world.
Mm-hmm.
This is my era.
Yeah.
Look, I've got a Duke of York.
A Duke of
York.
So
I couldn't resist having it because we love a Duke of York here.
We love all but one Dukes of York.
Yeah. But you'll never guess which one.
1460?
Click the link to find out.
Is Richard of York.
Very good. Good Lord.
Giving battle in vain somewhere?
Yes, in Wakefield, actually, yes. Since you ask. It was a bad day for him. The Battle of Wakefield took place in Sandal Magna, near Wakefield,
mm-hmm.
on the 30th of December, 1460.
Is that in Yorkshire? Was he running around York?
Yeah, it was a major battle of the Wars of the Roses.
Mm-hmm.
And... so you had the people loyal to the captive King Henry VI of the House of Lancaster.
He was terrible.
And then you had the army of Richard, the Duke of York.
He's amazing.
The rival claimant to the throne on the other. It was. I'm assuming this was a battle over rhubarb, because yes. Wakefield is right in the middle of the...
rhubarb
crescent. The rhubarb triangle, which is...
That sounds like an ailment.
Is it Wakefield, Bradford and Leeds?
Oh, I don't know.
It is the home of rhubarb growing in this country. They make the best rhubarb. And you will see it. My friend Martin Kellner lives in Wakefield.
Does he?
If you drive from Leeds to Wakefield, you'll see big fields of really good-looking rhubarb.
Let's do it.
Love it. There's a northern expression, Dickie's Meadow.
Ooh.
Dickie's Meadow.
Another ailment.
Is commonly believed... No. It's believed to refer to Sandal's Meadow, which is where the Battle of Wakefield took place and where Richard met his end.
Have you met my end? No, I haven't, but thanks for the introduction.
They basically felt like it was a bad idea to have the fight there.
Right.
So if Dickie's Meadow is what people say in the north to advise against risky action.
Oh, really?
So
that's all a bit
they
Dickie's
say something
Meadow.
Like, if you have another 15 Sambucas, you'll end up in Dickie's Meadow. That's the sort of thing they say. But saying that... phrase did not appear until the 1860s, which is like 400 years later, so nobody really knows anything at all. Dickie's Meadow is probably just some guy called Dickie who had a field full of rhubarb.
Wanted to sell it. It's from Dickie's Meadow!
Yeah.
Rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb!
But maybe he didn't wash the manure off it and everyone got poisoned. Who knows?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Lovely. Battle of Wakefield.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you to the 30th of December, 1922.
I wish you would!
To the formation of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, the USSR, in which the Russian Soviet Republic combined with the other ones.
Yeah.
All those other ones.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
The Transcaucasian SFSR, the Ukrainian SSR, the Belarusian SSR, and the Russian SFSR all came together to make the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, which went on to be in charge of most of the world for most of the century. On the 30th of December 1922, the formal proclamation was made from the stage of the Bolshoi Theatre.
Oh, where else?
Just there. Didn't tell anyone else.
Brilliant.
That was it. So the people who were at the theatre that night went,
yeah.
Wow. We're in our new country, and everyone else was like, what?
Yeah. Was you at the ballet last night?
No.
No? What? No, they did this announcement. We're all part of the USSR now.
What?
Yeah, you know, like the Belarusian Federation.
Oh yeah, the Belarusians. I've seen them.
Yeah. No, it's all just USSR now.
What?
It makes good because it makes the badge smaller.
Yeah.
This week. We're not scoring this week.
No.
And it's probably a good job.
Yeah, it's a really good job.
Yeah, we're having a bit of an armistice.
Mm.
Who do you think would have won that one out of the two of us?
Well, we both had Rasputin.
Yeah.
And what did you have? You had Richard of York, Battle of Wakefield.
Yeah.
I think I would argue that USSR is more important for world history than Richard of York, given that his son became king anyway.
Yeah, I think I would have agreed because I'm needier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you would.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back tomorrow with another date fight.
Much better stuff tomorrow.
It does. Yeah.
It really starts kicking off as we get closer.
It is fascinating to learn that historically it's been a dead period.
Yeah. It's like they were not all just sitting there looking through that bit of the Radio Times. We're like,
going, there's nothing good left. And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And wearily resigning oneself to watching Holmes Under the Hammer, as Richard York famously did right before the Battle of Wakefield. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
See you tomorrow.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.